Okay, you don't need to stoop to the level, obviously. I don't care who you are. You don't stoop to the level of that. I mean, that's like me scolding my four-year-old for using a bad word and then me repeating it. That's just not how you run a country or you parent a four-year-old. I mean, I have to be honest. You know, if you see this negative commentary on a show, change the channel, ignore it. I mean, that's what I tell my kids. When somebody's mean to you, don't fight back, just walk away.
But it's more than that, Julie. I'm going to say, because I've been a daughter of a candidate, and I've been a niece of a candidate, and I'll tell you something, and you can have a discussion as to whether it's right or wrong, but I'm going to say, it's personal sometimes. When you see Kathy Griffin hold a beheaded head up, when you see a
Shakespeare
in
the play. Yes, and her act was despicable, but I don't think that President Trump should then hold a severed head of hers up.
But it's day after day after day. No, he shouldn't.
Eye for an eye doesn't work here.
It's day after day after day of this constant media. They are calling the President of the United States stupid, a goon, a thug, comparing him to somebody with dementia. Where has the outrage been on that?
People used to call President Obama stupid. People used to call him a Muslim. People used to call him underqualified, a sellout to America. I mean, a hater of Israel. I mean, they called him every name in the book, but you didn't see him lash out.